Thank you. We'd like to welcome everyone to the December 3rd Mesa City Council meeting. We apologize for starting a little late. Our study session downstairs prior to this meeting ran over, but so thank you for your patience. We will begin our meeting with an invocation offered by Pastor Jeff Y with the Central Christian Church. Welcome, Pastor. Followed by the Pledge of Allegiance that will be led by Boy Scout Mason Lindbergh from Troop 796. So please stand for the invocation and Pledge of Allegiance.
Before I pray, I want to read 1 Timothy 2, 1-3. The first thing I want you to do is to pray. Pray every way you know, for everyone you know. Pray especially for the rulers and the individuals in governing authorities, so that we can be quietly about our business and living simply in humble contemplation. This is the way our Lord and Savior God wants us to live. Let us all pray. Well, Lord, your word says that we are to pray. So that is what we are going to do today. Even your own son, Jesus Christ, prayed. And if he thought it was important, then I guess we should too. And then we also just read the Apostle Paul telling his apprentice, Timothy, that it is a good idea to pray. That is not only a good idea to pray, that it is our job as ordained individuals to pray for those in governing roles. So, Father God, we come to you this evening offering your covering and your guidance over this meeting. And not for just this meeting, but over these individuals selected by the people, but I believe appointed at this time. I don't believe that it is a coincidence or happenstance that they are in their roles that they are in. I believe that they are in their roles because you have appointed them there to serve and to lead. So may they lead and serve well. We know that leadership is good or bad. So we pray, dear God, that they would be good and great leaders. Father, we give you praise for what you are going to do. Father, take this time, take this hour, Holy Spirit, have your way. And we are excited for what is going to come in Mesa and the surrounding areas. The future is bright, dear God. And we thank you for all these things. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Pastor, and thank you, Mason, for getting us off to a great start. The first item, and I also want to acknowledge we have in the meeting today the Mayor's Youth Committee. Guys, would you please stand up and let us take a picture of you on Channel 11? All stand if you're on the Mayor's Youth Committee. Thank you very much. This is a really exclusive group of kids. I shouldn't call you kids. You're very young people. Thank you. You can be seated. Every year, through this program, these folks at the end of the session will make recommendations to the city on projects and things that they think that we could do better as a city. And I can tell you that we have implemented quite frequently the recommendations that come from these great presentations. So they do us a valuable service, and we're grateful that you're here. I look forward to talking to you after the meeting. The next item on our agenda is to take action on the consent agenda. Mr. Christopher, please come forward and read that for us.
Good evening, Mayor and Council members. These are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the City Council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or citizen request, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Items 3A, 3B, and 3C, act on liquor license applications for Fountain of the Sun Community Association, one-day events, January 23rd, February 27th, and March 27th, 560 South 80th Street. Item 3D, act on liquor license application for Quick Trip, 1939 South Mesa Drive. Item 4A, act on three-year term contract with 2 years of renewable options for temperature-controlled drug locking cabinets for the Fire and Medical Department. Item 4B, act on one-year renewal of the term contract for library collection services for the Library Services Department. Item 4C, act on contract to purchase 5 Chevrolet Tahoes, 1 replacement and 4 additions for the Police Department. Item 4D, act on 20-month term contract for reagents and supplies for DNA analysis for the Police Department. Item 4E, act on 1 year renewal of the electrical installation and maintenance services for utilities infrastructure for the Water Resources Department. Item 4F, act on 1 year renewal of the term contract for insecticidal coatings for manhole and sewer cleanouts for the Water Resources Department. Item 4G, act on 3 year term contract with 2 years of renewal options for Siemens ruggedized switches and associated equipment for the Water Resources and Transportation Departments. Item 4H, act on 1 year renewal of term contract for trench shoring safety equipment rental services for the Water Resources and Energy Resources Departments. Item 4I, act on 1 year renewal of term contract for herbicide application and landscaping services for the Transportation Department. Item 4J, act on contract for Horn Road Improvements Project, 6th Avenue to Southern Avenue, construction manager at risk, guaranteed maximum price number 2. This project is funded by local street sales tax, 2010 and 2014 authorized electric bonds, and 2014 authorized water, wastewater, and gas bonds. Item 5A, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a foreign trade zone operator agreement for foreign trade zone 221 with Skybridge LLC. Item 5B, act on resolution extinguishing a portion of an easement for public utilities located at 2556 East Fairbrook Street to accommodate the building of a swimming pool. This was requested by the property owner. Item 5C, act on resolution endorsing the creation of the Arden Estates Irrigation Water Delivery District that is generally bounded by East Brown Road on the north, the Consolidated Canal on the south, North Delmar on the west, and North Harris Drive on the east. Final designation of the district is determined by the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors. Item 5D, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a solar participation agreement with the Salt River Project Agricultural Improvement and Power District. Item 6A, act on ordinance regarding ZON 18-00361, 244 North Extension Road, located east of Alma School Road, south of University Drive. Council use permit for social service facility to allow for an inpatient substance abuse treatment facility. Item 7A, act on subdivision plat, Longbow Business Park Phase 1, 3100 to 3300 blocks of North Record Road, and the 5900 block of East Longbow Parkway, located south of the Loop 202 Red Mountain Freeway and west of Record Road. Item 7B, act on subdivision plat, Longbow Business Park Phase 2, the 5800 block of Longbow Parkway, located south of the Loop 202 Red Mountain Freeway and west of Record Road. Item 7C, act on subdivision plat, Heritage Crossing 2, the 8200 to 8400 blocks of East Baseline Road, located west of South Channing, Haas Road alignment on the north side of Baseline Road. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Mr. Christopher. Ms. Mickelson, do we have any requests to speak on an item on the consent agenda? Okay, thank you. Mr. Freeman has made a motion, seconded by Mr. Heredia, to approve the consent agenda. Please vote. Mr. Thompson's button works. Okay. There you go. Thank you. The consent agenda passes unanimously. The next item on our agenda is item 8A. That is take action on a 5-year contract for photo safety enforcement program services for the police department. Ms. Mickelson, I have one card to speak. Do you have any others? Okay, thank you. This was the subject of a rather robust discussion downstairs, I'll say as well. But Mr. Lavender, we appreciate you being here. Thank you. We're anxious to hear what you have to say. We've set aside 3 minutes.
All right, thank you. Good to see you, Frankie. Couple of things. I'm kind of torn on this issue because I do believe these do serve a purpose, especially in school zones on busy streets. That's where I'm somewhat in favor of this, but even sometimes that gets messed up because I'll be driving down Baseline at 9:30 on a Tuesday night and the flashers are still turned on and it's still ticketing people despite that there's nobody at the school, there's no school activities or anything like that. The other thing that I don't like about photo enforcement radar is the fact that it seems like it's not enforced fairly to all citizens. So in other words, if you're from out of state, you don't have to pay your ticket. If you live in a rural area of Arizona, and this is what I'm hearing, I don't know if I'm right or wrong, but that's what I'm basically understanding. If you're out of state, you generally don't get to have to pay the ticket. If you're from a rural part of Arizona, the likelihood that you have to pay the ticket is extremely remote. If you live in a gated community or behind a complex with that's guarded, you can generally avoid paying a ticket. And the other group of people who generally avoid paying a ticket are those that are able to play dodgeball, if you will, with the process server for a period of 90 days. And for those reasons alone, you know, the people who are basically, we're on an unlevel playing field amongst the citizens here in Mesa. And anytime that's the case, it's the most disadvantaged in our society that tends to be harshest hit by these photo radar tickets. And for that reason, I would like to suggest that, you know, maybe we can have the photo radar in school zones, but I think it should be severely curtailed for the rest of the city, mainly just school zones.
Thank you, Mr. Lavender. Thank you. No additional requests to speak. Okay. Council, I know we just completed a very good discussion on this topic downstairs, but are there statements from the council before we vote on this? Yes, Mr. Whitaker.
So I just want to say this decision has been an extremely challenging one for me. You know, I spoke to John prior to this meeting, and he laid out a convincing argument that we should, in fact, put photo radar in at school zones and specific to school zones. But after the study session, it was determined that the photo radar is actually going to be implemented at all the red lights as well as an additional feature. And that's the piece of it that I'm opposed to. So the data that I've viewed appears to be inconclusive as it pertains to reducing accidents. I don't doubt the fact that it will reduce speed, but ultimately this shouldn't be our goal if reducing speed can't be correlated to reducing accidents. I also reached out to Mesa residents in a poll, and while not scientific, found that 90% opposed out of 350 individuals, which is quite substantive. So for these reasons, I'll be voting in opposition.
Okay, thank you. Any other comments? I see that Mr. Luna has made a motion, seconded by Mr. Freeman. Please vote. Thank you. Motion passes 5 ayes and 2 nays with Mr. Glover and Mr. Whitaker voting nay. Thank you. The next item on our agenda is item 9A. That is to take action on an ordinance amending the city code to increase the rate of taxation by 0.25%. This ordinance is a codification of the tax rate increase approved by the voters under question 2. The funds raised by the tax rate increase will be used solely for the purpose of funding Mesa Police and Mesa Fire and Medical Services, personnel, equipment, training, and related costs. Ms. Mickelson, do we have any requests to speak on this item? Thank you. Council, any comments? Mr. Whitaker.
The issue I have with implementing the sales tax increase is the question on the ballot asked of voters contradicts itself. It creates unnecessary ambiguity. It states, and I quote, increase the city's transaction privilege sales tax by 0.25%. A 0.25% increase of 1.75% is only 1.54%. This appears to state the increase is modest when in fact what is happening is the sales tax is increasing by over 14%. To make it clear, I completely respect the will of the voters. The decision that I'm now forced to interpret is, did voters approve increasing the sales tax by 0.25% or 14%? It may seem that this is splitting hairs. However, this exact issue was just in front of the Arizona Supreme Court on October 26th in Malera versus Reagan. In this case, the Arizona Supreme Court overturned the Superior Court decision and removed Prop 207 from the ballot on a 5-2 vote because of the same ambiguity which is before us today. Clearly, the time is beyond us to remove this from the ballot, but the same test of logic is still relevant.
Thank you. Any additional comments? There's been a motion made by Mr. Freeman, seconded by Mr. Luna. Please cast your vote. Vote is 6 ayes and 1 nay with Mr. Whitaker voting nay. Next item on our agenda is item 10A. That is to conduct a public hearing on a minor general plan amendment in case 18-00181. This minor general plan amendment is to change the character type from employment to neighborhood. The property is approximately 33 acres located north of the US 60 Superstition Freeway and left and west of Chrisman Road. I declare the public hearing open. Ms. Mickelson, do we have any requests to speak on this item? Thank you. Council, any council members wish to address this item? Mr. Thompson.
Mayor, just to make sure that we avoid confusion, The motion that I would like to make is that we approve the minor general plan amendment to change the employment to neighborhood.
Right. I'm sorry. Did I misstate that when I read it?
No, I was just making sure that there was no ambiguity, because sometimes we get confused on
Thank you, Councilor, for doing that, because the motion or the original what it came to from P&Z was for denial. So that clarification is very helpful. So thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, and I think it is important also to P&Z to clarify what we're doing. This came from P&Z as a denial. And we are sending it back to P&Z for them to consider the actual zoning case.
Correct.
With the clarification that we do think that the character of this neighborhood has changed so that residential is not an inappropriate use. So in that respect, this is approving the change, acknowledging that reality. But still, it's going to go back to the Planning and Zoning Board for them to critique the actual zoning. Proposed development.
Site plan.
Yep. So that's the record that maybe avoid any confusion.
Great. Correct? Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Other comments on this item? Thank you. Mr. Thompson's made a motion, seconded by Mr. Glover. Please cast your vote. The vote is unanimous in favor of approving agenda item 10A. Well, I'm sorry. I declare the public hearing closed, and agenda item 10A was the motion that we just made and approved. The next item is agenda item 11. That's items from citizens present. Ms. Mickelson, do I have any requests to speak? Thank you very much. Council, is there a motion to adjourn this meeting? Thank you, Mr. Glover and Mr. Thompson. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.